Hey, I just wanted to come on and say hello to you. That was a long one, Wilhelmina. That was an odd thing to say to my cat. Anyway, hi. It's Saturday morning. Well, sort of. I mean, it depends on where you are. For me, it's still morning, and I'm heading in to do my Saturday weekend radio show, and so that's fun. And had some breakfast, sausage Saturday. So if you like the sausage, I highly recommend Adele's. They are delicious, and I chop it up, put some peppers in there. I have some, I put an egg, and then I also put a little bit of salsa. Mrs. Renfro's mango habanero, medium hot salsa. Oh my, marron. Yeah, and then some tortillas, and then you've got like a breakfast burrito situation, which is always good, right? So I love getting up on Saturdays. I don't know why. It just feels like a day that's, I love it. It's weird. Honestly, I would much rather have the day off. But something about having to get up on Saturday and go in earlier than I normally go into work, it just kind of makes me feel like, yay, it's Saturday, here we go. But, and I am bummed a little bit about not being at Coachella this year. And I find it interesting that people who have never gone to Coachella certainly have a lot of negative opinions about it. And it seems strange that, first of all, it's a beautiful music festival, and it has so much going on, and it's just an experience. It's not just like what, and the thing is too, is what people judge Coachella by when they announce the lineup is like, oh, it's these bands that I don't want to see those bands. You know, because music for the masses means they know the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they have no idea who, you know, Metric is or another. You know, I mean, that's not a good example, but I mean, there's so many, like Alt-J, they're fucking amazing. And, you know, you just have to be into that kind of music. So if you're not, then why would you? I guess I don't get it. Like, music is such a beautiful art form, and people seem to have, like, this weird negative reaction when it doesn't meet their standards. And maybe Coachella isn't for them, but why make a negative thing about it? And I think that says a lot about the person. And I think sometimes people express negativity because there's something about themselves that they're either like, they don't get something, so they have to like express it negatively. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of a music fan, so it kind of makes me feel weird about people when they have to dog like a music festival like Coachella. It's like, have you been? Well, no. Well, you really should go, and then you can have an opinion whether you think it's awful or not. Because it's not. Like, and I've been there where I'm like, oh yeah, we're at Radiohead. And that wasn't the main thing that was going on. You know, like, it's an experience. It just is. And I think that's what I hear when people say negative things, because it's not like, you know, the in-your-face metal show or something. It's like, it's not meant to be that. Or people will say, oh, how can people go out there? Is it required to dress like a hippie? And it's not even about that. I mean, there are dirty hippies everywhere in the world. But they say it like it's some filthy thing, and they've never even been. It's so weird to me. Like, you know, yes, people go out there and they experience things that they don't experience in their daily lives. That's what an experience is. You don't do this every day. So you might dress in shorts and a bandana and a pair of sunglasses, and that's it. Or you might look like a freak. Who knows? You might wear a costume. It's part of the fun. It's just, life is so weird how people get so judgy when people don't do things that people deem normal. And art is not meant to fit in anyone's mold.